name is Loren Spears, and I'm the executive director of Tahmacquag Museum.
What is this award all about?
Well, this award is very exciting. We were nominated by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse way back last summer to the Institute of Museum and Library Services National Medal. We found out we were one of the finalists, and we were, you know, thrilled beyond belief to even be a finalist on a national level with 30 institutions across the United States. So it was very exciting, and we did a big opening event celebrating our finalist status, and shortly thereafter we found out we were actually one of the 10 winners, 5 museums and 5 libraries across the nation. We are going to go to the White House, and we are going to have the ceremony there, and it's hosted by Mrs. Obama, which is very exciting. The ceremony is at 11, and then there's a reception afterwards, and I believe we get to take pictures with the First Lady and our community member, which I have here with me right now, Christian Hopkins. We had to select, actually they selected, but we had to give them someone to pick from, a couple of community members that we felt that we had an impact on their lives through the work that we do at the museum, and they selected Christian Hopkins, who's with me today.
One last question for you, and that is, I would bet that a lot of Rhode Islanders have very little familiarity with your museum. Let's talk a bit about that, what it is you do there, and why you think you were selected.
Sure. So Tahmacquag Museum was actually founded in 1958, and we are the state's only Native American museum, run by Indigenous people as well as about Indigenous people. And we have exhibits, obviously, days where people can drop by the museum, which happen to be Wednesdays from 10 to 5 and Saturdays 10 to 2, and all other days by appointment, which we do. Our facility is small, although chock-a-block full of very amazing, interesting historical things related to the Narragansett people and other Southern New England tribal communities. And we have off-site programming as well as on-site programming that we do. We have a wonderful children's hour every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 o'clock, which is very well attended. And it's for preschool to homeschool, so it's an intergenerational experience with storytelling, music and dance, mini lessons on cultural topics each week. It changes. We have arts and wellness programs for the Native community, all kinds of programming that we do across the state and the region. We have probably approximately 25 partners every year, everything from filmmakers and book authors to other museums and libraries and universities. And so we do a lot of work. I really think it's our partnership with the myriad of other institutions that really helped us gain the recognition for the National Medal. Our goal, even though we're a small institution in a rural area in Exeter, Rhode Island, we wanted to have a strong and vibrant impact on sharing Indigenous culture and history and the arts throughout the region. It's important to us for the public to understand, one, that there's Indigenous people living today. Believe it or not, there are people that don't think that there are because of the sort of the media representation sometimes about Indigenous people tends to leave us in the past tense in, you know, several hundred years ago and then drops us off the planet. And yet we are very integral in the fabric of what is the United States. And I often say there's no such thing as U.S. history without Indigenous history and culture. So we're woven through the fabric of what makes this country the country it is today.
Now, with the medal, is it an actual medal? Do you know? Have you seen it?
They do have an image of it, and it does appear that we're going to actually get a medal that will be sent to us on Friday, I believe, in the mail. They said they're too large for us to lug around. So we will be getting a medal, and it comes with a grant as well for us to be able to do more programming for the community, you know, tourists alike. We get a lot of tourism visitations throughout the year, but especially during these summer months in Rhode Island. So we're very excited about that.
Well, Loren, thank you so much. And I'll talk to Christian now.
Okay, here you go.
Great.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Christian. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
So how did you get involved in this?
It actually started early on when Nuitawan School used to be associated with Tahmacquag Museum. I actually attended New East Women's School and was one of two of the first class that graduated New East Women's School. And when I went to high school, I came back and did an internship with the museum. The museum has been a very integral part of my learning experience growing up.
Now, and you are a Narragansett heritage?
Yes, I'm Narragansett and Mi'kmaq from Nova Scotia, Canada.
And that's something that you already knew, correct?
Yes.
And you just found out a lot more about it through the museum?
Yes, you learn a lot of traditions, stories, oral history as you grow. And being a part of Tomahawk Museum exposed me to a lot of those resources.
And what are you doing now?
I'm currently trying to get into graduate school. KU offered me a full ride, so I'm going there to get my degree in business, of course.
And what do you want to do with that?
I really want to bring Native America more to the business world, in the sense that business has been looking at the indigenous peoples of America the wrong way. They've been looking at it from a one-size-fits-all approach, when in reality we're so diverse. It needs to be looked at as a business going internationally, because we have different cultures and visions and points of view and languages, of course, that aren't the same everywhere. So they need to be specifically tailored to benefit each of those nations.
Well, best of luck, and I hope you enjoy it. Take lots of pictures. And thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.